I look forward to working with all of you and answering questions throughout the session. I do have cards. I'll hand them out, some business cards before we get done. Any questions?
Many thanks. Any questions, committee members? Yes, Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chief Nicholas. You had mentioned that your reservations have a zero tax base. Is that directed by either the Maine Implementing Act or the 1980 Settlement Act, or is that the zero tax base something that your reservation has adopted?
Yeah, so we, our infrastructure, the reservations have a zero tax base.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for forever. I don't think it's related to the Implementation Act or anything like that. It's the tribes' sovereignty to be able to have that zero tax base, and so we don't have tax people in the area. A lot of it, if you go back when the Land Claim Settlement Act was passed, you know, majority of our homes didn't even have sewer and water.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to charge people for when there was nothing there in the first place? You know, majority of the people own their homes. They built their own homes. And, you know, over time it's evolved and we've done major investments. Now, it's like anything else. You know, you may hear when you make a decision in the legislature, you got your critics. Well, we got critics too. I have critics. I don't have social media. I don't have Facebook. You won't find me there. I just choose not to feed into it because our jobs, all of us sitting here, is to look out for our constituents, but make life better and build a capacity. And if we all could do that, you would see the difference in a lot of different areas where, and I know politics plays in and we all disagree on some things, but one thing we all can agree is that at the end of the day, people matter. The people of the state of Maine matter. The Passamaquoddy and Wabanaki people matter. And we all have to be there to look out and make sure that we're building that capacity for future generations. So it's more of our choice. You know, how do you get something, you know, how do you get something from somebody who started off having nothing?
Well, maybe that's something that you could teach the state of Maine is a zero tax base.
Yeah.
Yes, please do.
I will real quickly say, it's a learning curve to operate on a zero tax base because you spend a lot of time on business. In my own opinion, in my professional opinion, and at least from my perspective, if the state of Maine was more business friendly, people would pay less taxes, but they're not. And you've got to open up them doors and you've got to be open to things happening. And the tribes bring a lot of stuff to the table and then them things don't happen. And then all of a sudden, when there's maybe a budget shortfall or something, everybody starts looking and people start piggybacking off from what the tribes bring to the table. We still don't have a casino, and I don't think anybody here is asking for one. But guess what? There's two in the state of Maine. And we were the original ones that came to the table and spent all the millions of dollars to say we wanted to put them in, we wanted to put them on our reservations or within our capacity. So I have a feeling that there'll be some bills coming in reference to class two machines, I'm guessing, that will relate to what the Passamaquoddy tribe can already do in our high stakes bingo. But we're not allowed to do it because the definition of the machines we can use has changed. So that definition has to meet today's definition in order for us to put them back into our facility, which is an injustice. It should have been done last year. But I guarantee you them same machines are going to be talked about to be put across the state of Maine. And I don't hold anybody back from business. So be it. But don't hold back the Passamaquoddy, the Mi'kmaq, the Maliseet, and the Penobscot from excelling. Zero tax base, bring business. You bring business, your taxes go down. We run on business profits.
So as far as taxation, I mean, I think that there was a bill that kind of remedied taxing on our reservation lands when it comes to sales tax. I think it's a step forward, we still worry because it's not in the Settlement Act that if someone comes along and doesn't want it there, it will just go away. So it's hard to build an infrastructure based on something that you just never know is going to be there or not. The difference in the Settlement Act, for anybody who doesn't know, is in order to make that change after it's been done, the tribes and the state have to agree to it. So there's nothing getting pulled out from underneath us. Prior to that, the state of Maine had that taxation authority when it comes to sales tax and stuff on our own lands. I am currently working with our attorney, and we've had some conversations here with the AG's office. We're trying to figure out how to navigate things. So we actually have had some land surveyed and ready to do homeownership on our land, on our trust land. But the local town, depending on what it is, so if someone has a mobile home or modular, the town actually taxes that private ownership, even if it's on our land. They don't tax the land, but they will tax the person who owns the property on the land rather than us doing that. So it creates barriers because there are ways for people to have home ownership under tribal specific grants and loans and all of that. Because the town can put a lien on the property, it makes it hard for them to access those things to be able to do that on our trust land. So we're trying to navigate that right now. And it's like these guys, I mean, we've just changed it so that people don't have to pay sales tax when they're purchasing things and live and work on our reservations and our trust land. So the people that live and work also don't have to pay state taxes now, state revenue taxes. So, but to turn around and tax them and create a system just doesn't, I don't think we're interested in doing that. First, because I feel like we're trying to help our people, you know, be more successful living in a place that historically, Aroostook County, Washington County, historically are, you know, kind of on the lower end of socioeconomic status when it comes to the whole state. And even within our smaller community, the rates of poverty are higher even than the town that surrounds us, at the local area that surrounds us. So we're not trying to put those in place, but even if we did, I would struggle to want to do that, because if the state decides that they want to take away those tax provisions that were put into place in state law a law separate from the Settlement Act, everything could just change. And so if we make a structure for no reason, it's just a waste of time for us. So I think that's everything when it comes to taxation of our
property. Yeah, just real quick, that's an area where the difference between our reservation and your reservation is a little bit different. Some of the things I was talking about, one of the things that I believe the Mi'kmaq and the Malleq are able to do is put land into trust in a different manner. We have to put land into trust if it's in an organized territory by the permission of the town, where you don't have to.
We have to post it.
You got to post it.
Yeah, and if people...
So, but you don't need the town's approval.
Yeah, not specifically.
Yeah, so there is some differences between, you know, the original reservation territories, and then there's a difference between fee lands and also reservation land. Yeah. So it's just a learning curve, but you know, anything could change.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, anything could change at any time, but I mean, I could defer to our attorneys, and they're not here, but based on my knowledge, the state cannot come in and implement a tax, any taxes within our reservation. They may be able to do it over there because of the land status, but they can't do it on Passamaquoddy Reservation. So
yeah, and I think that there definitely, there was a case before my time, way before my time, and actually HUD negotiated payments in lieu of taxes for our individual HUD homes that they built for long-term housing, and so they pay a set rate to the town for those homes too. So that's out of our hands now, but HUD agreed to that. So funds that come from HUD pay that payment in lieu of taxes. But we also, at this point, are not at the point where we have our own police department. So we use whole police department, we use a fire department. And because early on, I mean, Settlement Act afforded us the ability to be able to establish federal programs that we could offer to our people through our reservation, and which made, you know, it made us be able to have an infrastructure that was create jobs and all of that. But, you know, we still run programs that are underfunded. So we actually signed the infrastructure for our water to the town. So at this point, we're doing a lot. We do grant writing. We help the town with the, you know, their pump stations, and we help with do things to support Holton Water Company because they're actually taking care of our stuff, and we don't have that ability to do that because we didn't have the infrastructure. So we definitely all differ, but I think, and even speaking of land, you know, the way that things were done is different. We were never declared like a municipality like, so we weren't able to do a lot of the things that Passamaquoddy and Penobscot could do. We also, you know, I know I see a lot of times in the papers or even hear conversations about how the tribes got, you know, 80 some million dollars to be able to acquire land after the settlement. Well, Mi'kmaq and Mousie got $900,000. So our land base is like 1500 acres. So it's pretty modest. But we also own some fee land that we pay taxes on like everybody else. And then we own some land that's in trust.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah. In a big...
Representative Lee wishes to ask a question.
Maybe opening up a whole new can of worms. And Chief Francis, Chief Sabatis.
Nicholas.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Chief Nicholas. Feel free to answer any of the other chiefs. It's about federal beneficial laws. And the 131st, we weren't able to get that over the finish line. We failed as a legislature to do that. We were told that there'd be ongoing communications about piece by piece with respect to different federal beneficial laws at the governor's office. Has there been, from your perspective, has there been progress or what has occurred about those conversations?
I don't think I've had a conversation with anybody, but I will say that the challenge with that is, I mean, we're already kind of operating here when everyone else,
we're already kind of operating here when all the other, you know, 500 something tribes are here and have access to those. And again, like I said, those laws were meant to help us thrive as tribal nations and become independent. I mean, our goal is to not have to rely on or people to even have to rely on state, but us to be able to provide everything for them. So to be here while the rest of the tribal nations are here and have to find resources to hire lobbyists and attorneys and devote all this time to coming here, not that I like seeing you all, just to be able to incrementally get to where we should already be anyways is outrageous to me. To ask us to do this as tribal nations is outrageous. I'll let you go ahead.
I mean, our position at Madawpigoog is that we know that we're up against the wall with getting any of them approved by the governor. So our focus this session is economic development. That may change as we go along, but our focus is economic development. What can we actually bring back to our community to better our community? And we will be working on, we got legislation in, and we're focusing on reality. The reality is, and we've been down this road 4 or 5 times. I mentioned the reference to courts, great gesture. A lot of work went into that, but it's unfunded. So, you know, what did it actually correct? So our focus is economic development and working on some of these projects that will bring revenue to the tribe as well as the state of Maine.
Representative O'Halloran, and you may be our last question for this
Thank
portion
you.
Of our afternoon.
I have a question, and it's just trying to get kind of a basic understanding. So so when you acquire new lands, is that automatically now considered part of your tribe and you don't have to pay taxes on it? And I'm only asking because you had referenced that you acquired some land and that now the towns wanted to tax you. So if you buy new, like you had said, you bought a bunch of land. If you were to build on that, are you exempt from taxes on that land? No.
So the current acreage that we have just bought plus another like 6,700 acres that we own within our reservation, but owned jointly, them lands would be considered fee lands until they put into trust. So nine times out of 10, we put our land into tree growth because we don't normally cut it. And then we do certain things with it. Some of the areas aren't really buildable. Some of them are. We have some homes on them. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just reacquiring. For us, if the property we just bought Both of them are in organized towns, so they have selectmen or or organized body. We have to have permission from them in order to put them lands into trust. But if it's an unorganized territory, like in the Jackman region, there's a ton of unorganized territory land up there. If we were to buy land up there, it would just be the normal process. We would go through the interior, you know, and there's a whole process to it. But that's easier to get into trust.
So once you put it into trust, if you wanted to build on it, could you?
Yes. Yeah, we could build on it by purchasing it. But
And the money has to be used from that settlement fund, that trust account. It can't be private revenue. If you use private revenue, there's a different pathway, and it's, I think, even harder to put it into trust.
We haven't run into that problem.
No?
Nope.
I know that they can do acquisitions through the federal government, but for us, it's been, in order to get it, to go through that trust acquisition, we had to use the money that we got from our settlement.
Thank you.
A little bit different for us, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. If there's anything else you wish to share, just please reach out and we will do the same. Thank you so much for being with us.